All right. Good morning, everybody. We are starting out the day after Jim's awesome introduction for the final day of DS-106 summer camp. And I'm Meredith Huffman. I'm here with some awesome people at Reclaim, chatting about 11 years of Reclaim hosting in general. And we've got a special guest with us, Lauren Hanks. I'm also joined with Marin Deepwell and Taylor Jaden. So, hey, everybody, how's it going?
Hi, welcome. Thanks for having me. I'm
Welcome.
really happy to be here. Hi, Taylor, Marin, Meredith. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. We've been rocking the airwaves this week, and I was just listening to Jim, and I totally share his joy about how much fun it's been. And I think, I've never seen DS-106 radio this lively. So it feels really awesome to, to get like, get this kind of session up here on the final day. Save the best till last. And Taylor and I have been having lots of like nerdy chat about how brilliant audio only is.
Yeah, it's been really energizing, but not l maybe less stressful than putting on a re like a real. This is a real conference. A putting on an in-person conference, because there's just less overhead with something like this, right? Yeah, it's been really, really cool to be hanging out with folks in Discord and on the radio all week. So.
Yeah, and I think it always gets back to that idea of, just feeling the fatigue of always being on camera or always being in person. Like there's a different level of exhaustion that comes with that. And so to kind of take away that pressure and still have such an energizing event is really cool. And so to see all that activity in Discord, to have such a full schedule and just to really play with the different mediums is super unique, and it's awesome to see. And I was actually just looking again at the event site today, and I love that you all were able to embed the radio stuff right there. Like that's so cool.
Oh, that's Taylor's magic. And, I mean, big shout out to Taylor as well for getting those transcripts. Like I've worked with people before who are this good that everything just looks like magic. But like seeing it all happening in real time is just such a joy, And we have like 100 people registered for this event as well. And I think when we were starting to plan it, like I remember having this conversation with Jim, and he was like, Do you think anybody will come and register for this? Like a free week-long event in August on the radio? And I was like, yeah, of course. And I was like completely trying to sound convincing that I thought it was so gonna take off. And hey, it worked out.
But
So, kudos to Jim for giving us a heads up that we could just go ahead and experiment. But
well,
I love that.
I'm sure Jim was like, you had to convince him maybe the least out of everyone. Like event on the radio, he's game, of course. But no, I do love this idea though, because my one issue with traditional radio is that I can't go back and listen to things that I missed. And so I admittedly have not had a ton of time this week to be, participating live. But yesterday and this morning, I was able to go back and listen to a few sessions. This morning, actually, I was listening to Brian's, and it was really cool just to, pull up the recordings for something that happened on the radio. And so, again, I really love that mix that has, you pulled off this week. I think it's really cool.
And a lot of this came kind of organically as we as the event started taking shape, because Marin basically, at least from my perspective, Marin basically came into an ed tech meeting and was like, how about radio summer camp? And I was like, oh my God, I'm in. That's amazing. And she's like, we're gonna get 100 people to register. And I was like, okay, sure, I would like to see that. And it did happen, to your credit, Marin. But then as we went, we're like, do we provide recordings? Because some of the point of radio is ephemerality, right? Like, or at least it might be for some folks. Of course,
True.
the answer to that was just, can we provide the recordings? And then we'll just ask people. And, most people did want recordings, so of their sessions. And it's really easy from my perspective because I just go into the back end of the radio station and download them and trim them a little bit. And then nowadays there's lots of good software for transcriptions. So that's pretty accurate, like better than the bar for me is like, is it better than the YouTube automatic ones? And these are a little bit better. So hopefully they're useful to folks who want to use them. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, and having that flexibility is really nice too. You know, I think sometimes I was going to say too, like there's this pressure for in-person conferences and more formal events. You've got to have something very smart and formal and queued, you know, something sort of queued up to say, and you have to have a point and a vision and a lesson that you know, someone can learn and take away. And there's merit to those sorts of sessions. And I love them. And I love the professional development that that you can get at those sorts of events. But this is also very cool in its own right, in that there is no pressure. And okay, we don't, you know, have a perfect model or mold for each session. And we'll just, you know, throw in tunes and chat and see what comes out. And so I love like the community building that comes with that and the creativity that, you know, can come out of those sorts of sessions too. Oh
my gosh. Pilot.
Yeah. Hi. Pilot. Sorry I'm late.
I love that everybody's joining in.
I was listening and I went, I got to stop in even if I can, I don't know how long I can stay, but hopefully for a while. I didn't want to miss this. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, Pilot. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing good. This week has been so much fun. It's been really, really cool. There's some stuff I wish I'd been more active in chat for. I've been getting just more active as the week's gone on. I feel like I've sort of come out of my shell, but it's all been super cool.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the beauty of recordings and stuff is that you can go back and listen to them and, you know, hopefully I don't know how long the channel will be around in Discord, but, you know, maybe we can keep the conversation going there too.
Yeah. 100%. I actually, just because of how timing shook out, I wasn't able to attend the Dr. Oblivion session on Wednesday live. And I was super bummed because it sounded amazing and I was really hyped for it. Just from everything that you had said leading up, Taylor, and the discussion in Discord looked really great. So I'm really glad that the recordings exist because I can't wait to go back and listen to that.
I have to thank Jim again for being pretty cool about the whole thing. It's not, I haven't had many bosses that I've deepfaked audio for a radio show of. So
like I knew Jim would be down. Two, but three max?
Yeah, only the one.
Okay.
So.
Well, that was kind of the point, I think, when Meredith and I dreamt up this session today, you know, because like it was Reclaim's kind of 11th year anniversary recently at the end of July. And, you know, I thought the DS106 summer camp, which at that time was still like an unknown, you know, would be a worthy addition to some of the crazy and fun stuff that you've all been doing as a team. And I think Meredith recently been touring actual conferences as well with Jim going.
Don't
to
call them actual
things.
Conference. Call them in-person conferences.
In-person conferences. That's right. So I wonder, Meredith, like, I wonder what it's like for you now. Like, you've spent a couple of weeks with folk, like, you know, sweating by the sounds of it in very hot weather. And now you're like on the radio.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was joking with Jim yesterday. He and I are on week 3 of conferencing. WP Campus at the end of July, the last two, or July 31st through the August 2nd at Georgetown University in DC, which was super fun. It was incredibly hot that week, like 80s, 90 degrees, heats with thunderstorms every day. So, it was just a lot of fun to see everybody in the WordPress sphere of, a community. And, we went to WP Campus last year as well in New Orleans. So that was super fun to catch up with folks I met there last year and, just getting to see what folks are working on in the community. And then last week we were at, DH 2024 in, Arlington, Virginia with George Mason University. And that was super cool as well. It was a full week's worth of conferencing, in person and hybrid. Also super warm, but also in the midst of a tropical storm towards the end of the week in Virginia. We got a little bit of a Debbie, I think was the storm name or whatever. But that was really cool. We had a coffee hour on Thursday towards the end of the week. And so we got to catch up with a lot of folks in the community as well. And it always took me, always takes me by surprise about people who come up and are like, hey, I know Reclaim. I host my site with you, or I've had a hosting plan with you for years. And it's super cool to get to talk to people and also hear kind of the feedback that they have about the team. And it's just rave reviews overall. So I give major kudos to the entire team for helping keep the Reclaim name going as a good community support. So that was just kind of the last couple of weeks, and I'm grateful to not really have to be on camera as much. I mean, we're in to give a little bit of a background on the setup. We're in StreamYard, so we're on camera with each other internally, but it's all in radio, so we only are hearing the audio. But it's different to not have to be like on camera for this conference. So that's been really fun. And getting to moderate is always really, really a good time too. So I was moderating with Tom Woodward's session yesterday and a couple more throughout the week. So it's been awesome.
Well, so for those of you who are on the radio and listening live to the session, we have a stellar lineup in the session and more people joining in. So we now have Taylor, Pilot, Meredith, Lauren, and Justin. So hello, Justin, as well. It's great that people are joining into the call as we continue here. But I wonder, like, particularly Pilot, like, if... I'm going to put you on the spot as you can't stay with us for that long. Like, it's been 11 years of Reclaim and you've made a big contribution to getting the team where we are. Do you want to share like one or two kind of high points, either, you know, from this week, sort of things that really resonated with you or things that have recently happened? Just as I think, you know, we've had an awesome year. Year 11 has been awesome.
Yeah, we've had a really, really good year. We've super missed you, Lauren. I would say that that's probably the low point of the year. I'm just trying to think. Maren, you can't ask me to remember things without warning me first. That's not fair. God.
I said this week or this year.
Recent
memory.
That's true. This week has just been really great. I've gotten to, I got to moderate some of the sessions that I was moderating were actually pre-recorded, but I got to, I guess, not moderate because Dave handled it all himself, but I got to sort of host Dave Cormier's session on Tuesday, and that was a ton of fun. Also to be there for the EdTech Mansion and to all of the sessions that, you know, I was part of, I would say. But yesterday afternoon, that was also, I was saying that sort of as the week's gone on, I feel like I've come out of my shell a little more. I got to catch the tail end of Shannon's session about Dream Teams and Apollo 13s. And I got to be there for AI Cryptid Hunting and Talkie Tina. Which was really, really great. This is just, I actually, you know what, for my personal high for the week, was getting to, DJ to do the lunch DJ on, Wednesday, because I was really nervous about that. Everyone at DS106 has such great music taste, that it makes me feel, it makes me feel very shy about sharing what music that I like. Getting to put on a mix of songs that I really enjoy and then having people talk about it in the chat and finding out, oh, I'm getting to share Orville Peck. People are finding out about him for the first time. It was really nice. It made me feel much more confident and part of the DS106 community. It's making me feel much more confident also about my session later this afternoon, which I was worried about. That was, I'm feeling, you know, shy about how that's going to go. Cause it's sort of an experimental thing for me. I've never, done, I've never played this game before. I've never run it for anybody in the company before. I've never done live game jamming on the radio or anything like that. So big week for me is what I'm saying. Did I answer your question, Maren?
Yeah, okay. You really did. You rose to the challenge beautifully.
Oh, good, good. You know, I was wondering, I was worried that I was, I was worried I wasn't verbose enough. I was worried I didn't make it last long enough.
Oh, I really I want to say hello to Jim as well, who's just joined us as well. So I think very many people in Team Reclaim are now here, and Jim, we were just going around the room saying hi to each other and just sharing some highlights from the week and from year 11 in Reclaim's history. So I put Pilot on the spot slightly unfairly, and we were all just having fun listening to that.
Me too. I was having fun listening to that. Pilot, you rose, as Maren said, beautifully. And I'm looking forward to your session this afternoon. Creative. I love it. Let me know. I mean, I if you have a way to call in.
Yeah, I mean, call in. We're going to be hosting through StreamYard just like this. And I figure sort of like the session that you just hosted, we can put the StreamYard maybe in the Discord chat, or maybe I'll DM it to people who ask for it. But I want to thank Taylor and Jason from the Reclaim team, and Shannon and Eric from the Discord, who've already volunteered to be part of my weird, hopefully fun experiment. But there'll be lots of room for people to call in and talk and take part. Part of the idea of this is it can just be, oh, hey, that's fun. I want to be part of it.
It's a brilliant conceit. And I think if I'm going to answer your question, Maren, that's what's been amazing about DS106 Radio Summer Camp this week, is so many cool, completely different approaches to doing radio, from Banana Man song to the creepiness of Talkie Tina, right, to Dr. Oblivion AI. I mean, it was an impressive showing on the part of so many people, many of them reclaimers, I might add. So it was beautiful. I mean, Meredith, you're, from what I understand, DJing the lunch hours, right? Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. I'm feeling the same way, Pilot, a little bit about nervous, like taste of music, but I have a couple office playlists that we played at co-work that I kind of want to run through again, get some throwback vibes there. And then I'm going to stick to my old gold of lo-fi for 1 hour.
Which is always good, too.
Yeah.
Hey, I did an hour of ska, and if that didn't scare everyone away, no one asked for that hour. I wanted to hear it. So
yeah.
I think I've set the bar low. We can all jump over it, you know?
Nah, I was going through my playlists on Spotify, too, and I'm like, do people really want to listen to my gym playlist? Or do I just want to do, office playlist or something? But my taste, goes from, video game music, lo-fi music, to top 20, it's just all over the place.
Well, I do have to say that the co-work playlist I have memorized subconsciously, because it was years, I feel like, where every single morning you and I would come into the office, open up and turn on Spotify, and it always started with one song, and then, you know, just went in order. And so now it's I have all of these random songs that aren't a part of the same album, but I know what's coming next. And I listened to the playlist the other day, and I was surprised that I was still able to pick it up for the most part. So yeah, that's, you know, just something you don't really expect to learn as while you're on the job, but it was awesome.
That's always fun for me. I have a playlist of songs that are not the co-work playlist, but that are my background songs of anything that I've found that I've put on loop for a couple hours at some point goes on the playlist. And then, you know, I like them, so I put them on other playlists. And then when I listen to the other playlists, I go, this isn't what comes next. This is wrong. That's not what happens. What are you talking about?
I really love that. Sorry, Pilot, go on.
I was just going to say, something doesn't feel right here.
I really loved that we also had song requests this week, and we, you know, particularly on Monday, because we weren't really officially starting the event till lunchtime, Eastern time, and I was kind of just playing tunes. And so many people on Discord and on Mastodon and in our internal Slack channel, like, DM'd me song requests. Like, sometimes I was kind of slightly like, do you have any tunes? But, like, you know, it was really awesome. And Justin, I want to say thanks to you. You made me so happy on Monday with your song choices. And I was like, yeah, there's a fellow 80s music lover. I was like, yes. So thank you for those. I really enjoyed that.
Leave it to the old man.
That was really fun.
I was in Long Island that morning. I'm getting ready to fly back, and I hear I'm Not With You. And that's when I knew, like, you know, the 80s vibe was strong on DS106 radio right now. Plus, you know, the temperatures, and I think you were playing off that, Justin. That was very fun.
It's a cruel summer, Jim. What can
that's
I say?
Right. Yeah, that's the one. Bananarama? Is that who that is?
That's Bananarama. Good memory. I couldn't miss...
Say Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I'm from a different era, Meredith. a different cruel summer. I couldn't miss the opportunity to say hi to Lauren today. Obviously, year 11 for Reclaim has been a zany and wild one, including for me. You know, I got to know Reclaim from afar in the beginning 11 years ago. I obviously knew Tim and Jim. And then over the years, got to know folks like Lauren and Meredith, both working indirectly and, you know, coming into co-work, seeing you guys live. All the way to in 2024, coming in as an inmate myself. So it's been an exciting year, full of change. We certainly miss you, Lauren. Miss our talks. Lauren and I used to connect pretty regularly. And at the same time, really glad to see that you're doing so well in your new role. But you're definitely missed.
Thank you, Justin. Yes, it's good to see you all. And I think, you know, this year has been one of self-discovery and reflection, to say the least. And I think certainly the hardest part of change, especially one like this, is just the people that I worked with. You know, I really miss working with the Reclaim team. I miss our regular chats, Justin, and I miss just, like, you know, the tinkering and the projects that, you know, Reclaim can be a part of. I miss the community. Like, you know, there's just so much. But, you know, it's also put me, and you know, Maren can attest to this too, because we talk pretty regularly about this idea of working identities and how that shifts throughout your life, throughout, you know, even your day, depending on what you're doing. But I think I see a lot of overlap in how I think about that for myself right now, with even just reflecting on Reclaim over the last 11 years. And you can see that even in the artwork. And so I was listening to Brian Mather's session from earlier this week, and, you know, hearing Jim, you talk with him about his own aesthetic and how it's changed, you know, and like the artwork right now for Reclaim is beautiful. Like the greetings from Reclaim, the postcard stuff that has come, like, it's just so cool. And I think it captures the many different identities that Reclaim has embraced through the years. And I feel so proud to have been a part of that legacy. And also just to see, like, with the different products and the changing technologies and the different services that have been added through the years as the team has grown. Meredith, you just said this earlier in this session, that you're able to go to conferences and people can say, oh, I know Reclaim. I have an amazing experience with Reclaim. And the fact that, you know, 11 years in, that's the feedback and the response. And that, you know, that was the whole mission on day one. And year one. And so, yeah, I just feel really proud to have been a part of it. I still check in very often and creep on Discord, and, you know, I'm so proud of the WHMCS work you all have done. Like, I just, you know, I want to at some point talk shop and, you know, catch up on all the projects. So it's
yes, I feel very proud to have been a part of it, and I miss it. But I'm, you know, I'm also just trying to figure out what my own working identity is right now. So
I'll tell you, Lauren, your ghost was pretty strongly felt this week, because, I mean, the DS106 Radio Summer Camp was amazing. Maren, Taylor, hats off, major kudos. But I had a lot of flashbacks to the work we did with Maren in 2021 with the OER by Domains. And I think for me, when I think back on Reclaim's 11-year history, I think back on moments like these that we had this week where we just give it a shot. We roll the dice. We have fun. And oftentimes it leads to really good things, both amongst us and with the community we support. And I love that. And I don't want to lose that for a second, because, you know, OER by Domains 21 was a highlight for me in my career at Reclaim. Totally. I mean, we nailed the online conference. And cool. This week, we nailed the audio conference. Like, and that's cool to do. Like, as a small group, I don't hate it. We did it again. Exactly.
We'll get him started.
We did it again.
There you go. That is why the last session is only 5 minutes, Jim, because that's what it's going to be.
But no, I think, Jim, to your point, it's, you know, when you set your sights on a big hurdle, there's challenge involved in that. And it usually involves a lot of moving parts, and maybe there's stress involved and like the setup. But when you get to the point and you can cross that hurdle, you feel that reward that comes with it. And I agree. I think when I look back on my time at Reclaim, OER by Domains is certainly a highlight, because it brought together, it was just this culmination, I think, of all of the pieces that I've really enjoyed with Reclaim, you know, the community, the pushing the boundaries of tech, you know, blending modes of communication, like all of it. I think that, yeah, that was just a really cool event. And it's cool now also to see how you've built on it. Now we're in, you know, involving radio and the same event site and playing around with how pieces are archived and kept around. And
for me, it's one of the greatest, you know, assets that this organization has, which, you know, I've not come across very often. It's like an extremely high level of digital skills in every shape or form, and we use them every day all the time. Like, I often tell people, you know, because they can't really imagine like what a hosting company really does, and they're like, what do you actually do? And I'm like, well, we have an in-house radio station. And like, that's like a really fun, you know, like little vignette to share with people. But a lot of people on Discord were commenting this week about, you know, how much joy they get from actually using the technology in different ways rather than just the standard formats. And there are not that many conferences or organizations out there that do anything beyond default, you know. Like, we even talked about the dreaded, you know, Teams calls this week. And like, I had a bit of fun with the metadata where I put into DS106 saying, you know, it's not a Teams call, like, sit back and relax. And I think it's really, you know, a testament to how on it this organization, this team is, that you can kind of organize something kind of out of thin air and everybody just jumps on it. Like, Monday morning, I'm there, you know, and everybody's kind of learning and doing it and kind of understanding that you can't be perfect. You just got to do it. And I think that's like an attitude that is so gold dust for me.
Yeah. One thing I want to, plug is that in a couple weeks, I want to say two weeks from now, we're going to be doing a stream that is going to be about how to set up your own online radio station like DS106. Not just how to connect with DS106 and take part, although presumably that will at least be implied by how to set up your own radio station and get started using it, but how to fully, you know, get going. Taylor just put the link in the chat. Thanks. Thank you, Taylor. But the idea of making this something that's available and accessible and pick upable by anybody. And one of the things that I've just been super impressed by from everybody on the team I guess especially you, Taylor, mostly because I work with you in ed tech frequently, and so it gets demonstrated to me frequently, is just everybody on the team has this great ability to find something new and go, yeah, I don't really know how this works, but give me a couple hours, I'll figure it out. I'll get it. And you know, it's not like instant expert, that doesn't happen, but the creativity and the ability to pick up new things and make use of them so quickly has been really cool and inspiring to see. And I don't know, I think this week is a huge testament to that, I guess.
That's personally my favorite part of working on this team, is that reclaimers aren't afraid of that kind of thing, in my opinion. Like, and I've worked with lots of great people. I've had the privilege of working with lots of great people. And my favorite people like to give that response of like, I don't know, let's try it, you know? And I think that's a really constructive way to think about the work, especially when you're trying to encourage creativity, which we do a lot here at Reclaim. It's one of my favorite things, is that creativity is celebrated, not just by this company, I think, and the people that work at it, but the community around us, they celebrate it too. And that's really encouraging.
Agreed.
100%.
I have to say, I was, you know, and Maren was like months ago now, it seems like, you know, in the rearview mirror, I'm going to do this conference, you know, and I was, you know, I don't know what I was doing, you know, who knows? I was out sniffing glue somewhere, right? Oh yeah, it's great, right? And what I started to realize as the day got closer and closer, it's like, so they're going to do an all audio, all radio conference for 5 days. And we all know how crazy audio can get and how complicated it can get. I mean, just look at Taylor on a call, right? Like, his setup sometimes with Jitsi. I'm sorry.
That's his own doing.
Yeah, I'll be the first to admit, don't do what I do.
I mean, I'm joking there, but like, really, the fact that when I was tuning in, which was a lot, I did not get a sense of like, you know, the technical problems. And Meredith can attest to this, even at WP campus, right? Trying to do Zoom and hybrid, they were a mess. Like, this was seamless for an audio experience on the radio. Oh my God. Like, there's that you have to also take your hat off to, is, you know, we're kind of always about futzing on the radio. It's part of the kind of, you know, philosophy of DS106 Radio. But another point where you all did not disappoint in making it happen and making it seamless. Like, really a great job. And I know how hard it is. So firsthand. So well done.
One of the things that I'm sort of hoping, or that I've been hoping, thinking about, just that came out of a brief conversation on Mastodon, is whether this will inspire more talk sessions on DS106, because right now I think that there's a lot of playing music, there's radio DJing, which is great and there should be, but one of the things that I was talking about with Sarah and Iteki on Mastodon was like, the session that I'm hosting today is synchronous, let's say. It's happening live, which means that if you want to participate but you live in a time zone where that's not feasible for some reason, then you don't get to. And to do something like this in the morning, if I could find a time that's like, yeah, no, I'm just going to host a talk session on DS106 and we're going to talk about this and come on in, or I'm going to host a game on DS106 and we're going to play and anyone who's free, come on in. The ability to have more sessions like this where, you know, the conference is really good and I think in some ways really crucial for making sure it's organized, making sure people know when and where to show up, what's going on, what the session will be about. But to get people feeling more free and more comfortable to do these sort of one-off podcasts, one-off broadcasts, where they can talk about what they're excited about and what they're passionate about, would be really cool.
Can I ask a question to maybe put you all on the spot a little bit? Because I know in the past we've done, and I'm gonna keep saying we and just, you know, but there's been Reclaim Today, right? Which is like has a whole archive of podcast episodes, but then these recordings are stored somewhere else right now, right? Like, what is it? Listen, is it? It's a different domain, but I'm just curious.
It's podcasts. Podcast.
So like, do you see yourself merging these two brands or spaces, or do you
start a new one?
I'm laughing.
Let's start a new brand.
I'm laughing, Lauren, because I made that subdomain, I think, on Friday before the conference.
Because they both seem, you know, podcasty a little bit.
I have things that I think we're going to talk about this internally and figure out, because I do think it's time for a reckoning of the Reclaim Media Empire on brands, because we're not really using Reclaim Today enough as a brand right now. And I don't want that to go away personally, but I think it may be interesting to kind of recycle and like, maybe we have audio only content and that's Reclaim Today and we use the theme song and everything, or not. Like, maybe it's still video content. I don't know. We have to figure that out as a team. But yeah, for now, I just needed a place to put that tool we're using, which is called CastoPod. And I literally installed it on Friday. And so that's what it is. But we can move it if we need to. And that's part of the reason I didn't. I've mentioned in Discord that you can actually tick the link. There's an RSS link in that tool. Mm-hmm. You can put it in your podcast player, which is why I wanted to use it, because that's how I listen to kind of this stuff. But because we didn't like submit it to iTunes or anything like that, or whatever Apple podcast directory, we can move it and merge it, or I don't know, we can do all kinds of things with it. So we may end up doing something like that.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think struggle is the wrong word, but I guess I like grapple with that concept a little bit between wanting to protect the projects as they are and keep the archive there and, you know, Reclaim Today name, for example, versus consolidating everything into a space that's maybe more findable, you know, and has a record of everything that's ever been created versus keeping them separate because they are projects in their own right. And it gets to the idea around archiving work in general, but mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm curious how you all think about that now, 11 years in, with so many different identities around Reclaim Hosting, Reclaim TV, you know, the archiving, the podcast, you know, there's so many places where Reclaim exists, and where do you combine in the spirit of access and findability and ease of use versus like, we're acknowledging that these are different entities and we like them that way because they're projects in their own right. You know, like that's such a hard thing to try to wrap your head around, for me at least.
I mean, this is something that I've been thinking about a little bit. And Taylor, not to make this sound like a threat, but in the new year, I'm going after reclaimed.tech with a hammer and nails.
Reclaimed.tech, I feel bad for that domain. I love the domain name, mm-hmm. and I've treated it poorly by just, it's my space to install something.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking is that in the same way that we have community.reclaim.hosting, which Lauren, was your awesome work as a landing page for all of the different ways and places that people can get in contact with us, to be able to turn reclaimed.tech from what it is, which is currently like, and this is good, an archive of the work that we've done with our Flex courses, with our workshops, the resources that we've made available, to take it and, you know, keep it that, but also make it a place that shows off the catalog of our work. So you can go here to say, oh, reclaim.tv? Okay, that's cool. Archive.reclaim.tv, podcasts, whatever, to have a place that is a landing page and a jumping off point to see all of the work that we've done and to be able to navigate it cleanly. And just to what you were saying, Taylor, this is going back a couple steps, but to Reclaim Today and making that audio only audio podcast, one of the strengths, I think, of Reclaim today has been that it's very in the moment. And Jim, I think that you use this more than anybody else, but to have Reclaim today as a way to get people together, get them talking in a room. I just made air quotes on the radio, which was an amazing choice of mine. But to get people together without saying, all right, well, we, you know, we stream every Friday. If you're not free at 10 a.m., we could find a different time. But, you know, for the most part, we have the set schedule and, you know, we try and plan this out about a month in advance. And, you know, when are you free? To be able to say, no, I'm going to get five people talking together, which I think is sort of what we were talking about with making DS-106 have more impromptu conversational sessions on DS-106, conversational sessions on Reclaim Today, the ability to have it be impromptu like that and just get going is really cool.
Well, and I would say to kind of tie what you're saying here to something we've been talking about more generally, you know, we're not super afraid of just trying things around here. And I think we're better for it.
That's how people are talking about that in the chat, of having a space to play and get started.
Yeah. But, and that's ahead. Very much how we're in the situation we are right now, where we're like, so we have these things and maybe we need to rename them or move them. And I don't know. And we can figure that out. But I do think it's, at least for us, the right answer was to just make the stuff and put it where we can and then figure that out, because Reclaim TV definitely has a personality now. Like, this is the year where we've streamed every single week. With that, I think we've skipped like 3 weeks all year.
And I think we only skip in the case of like there is a holiday or something like that. Yeah. People just simply will not.
Or a radio conference.
Yes.
Yeah. But on the other token, Reclaim TV has no set length or format, really, right? Like, sometimes we go on and chat about something we're about to do. Like, last week we did a preview of the summer camp. And then, of course, we made an audio version of that. Whatever. Don't ignore that. I shouldn't have even mentioned that diversion. But sometimes it's like me just like trying to set up a tool and like pilot, like asking questions and me going like, I don't know, let's try it. And sometimes we get a guest on.
I like to think I served the function of a live rubber duck for Taylor.
And sometimes we get a guest on who we were dying to talk to about their project. Like, it's all of those things. We've talked about, you know, like those guest focused episodes. Maybe those are Reclaimed Today, because to me, that's kind of that feels like what Reclaimed Today has been. But I don't know, we haven't been consistent with it, so it's something we'll have to figure out. However, we wouldn't even be having this conversation if we're like, you know what, we can't stream every week until we come up with a solid brand strategy. And again, there are a million reasons why that could be the right decision, but I don't think it was for us in this case of let's try to build community through video or audio in this case.
I just want to say that I'm a little concerned that my retro computing sessions haven't been plugged here. I think that's...
I got to say, Jim, on your retro computing sessions, the biggest regret of my summer is that your retro computing sessions happen when I'm off on Friday. that's kind of...
You're like, will anyone go? And I'm like, I'll do my stupid retro computing that no one else wants to watch.
And I feel like I may be the only other person at the company who's as interested in it as you. So exactly. I appreciate them. I'm listening to them while I'm
like
in camping,
that,
you know?
Right? The streams have opened up. Like, I don't know how retro computing is completely on brand, but given our albums and VHS, it kind of is, right? But at the same time, I think we've made a certain amount of space with these streams, with this conference in general, with us, you know, genuinely engaging with something that excites us. And I think that brings out the best of us, no matter what we're talking about. And I think people like that, you know. I think it's funny, you know, how much the tinkering on the side that you mentioned earlier, Lauren, for me is in many ways the center of the work we do. And it's funny how centers and what pays the bills aren't always the same, but if we can find a way to marry them well, the two can coexist in ways that are, you know, keep, I think, the culture we have together and moving forward. So it's fun, and I think this conference is a really great example of where we are 11 years out. You know what I mean? Like, we haven't become corporate shills, right? Like, we're not asking for your social security numbers on Discord, but we would appreciate them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the last four, at least.
I must say, I'm a little bit disappointed that we've managed to talk about 11 years of Reclaim for, you know, 46, nearly 50 minutes, and no one's yet talked about blogging. I mean, I know Blog
That's
or Die
next
is
session.
Up.
That's next session, Mary.
Like, this is
blogging is
years
every
of Reclaim.
Session.
Like, absolutely, Taylor. Thank you. That is it. Right. So I really feel we have to kind of, you know, because we have several blogs, like, and we have our own blogs, and everybody's listening, you know, hopefully has a blog. So I feel like we should talk a little bit about that. And Lauren, I must say, I kind of miss your blogging, because, like, I'm an avid reader of your blog. And, you know, like, I feel like if you get anything from the session today, a little injection on the blogging energy is what I think is needed here.
I know the peer pressure once again. I will pick it up. But yeah, it just, going back to what I was saying earlier, this idea of having a working identity. And it's for so long, I, you know, lived and breathed Reclaim and will always be like the for life, you know, feeling about, you know, have that feeling around Reclaim. But so much of what I wrote about was related to my work at Reclaim. And so I have come close often to writing. And then I'm like, well, you know, you feel this pressure in a different way to say things right. And I have to, it's a, you know, beast of my own making. I have to strip that down and deal with that. But yes, that is something that I'm very aware of. But the other thing I wanted to say too, in doing all of this reflecting and, you know, thinking about, you know, who I want to be and what kind of impact I want to have on the world and my work and all of those things, you know, you can't help but compare and contrast where you came from to where you are now. And one of the things that I really, really appreciated at Reclaim as both an employee and a colleague that I now very much try to carry into my current position is just really celebrating the work that we do, celebrating the work of others and lifting up voices in the community. And I think, you know, as much as we joke and did joke about blogging at Reclaim, like, it was a clear avenue to do those things. And I started at Reclaim right out of college. I grew up with blogging being very much the norm. And as a result, I had my boss, you know, and my colleagues writing about the work I was doing and feeling celebrated. And then, you know, as our team grew, doing that with others and then, you know, highlighting voices in the community, and that just became my norm. And so now with my current team and my current position, blogging is not, you know, doesn't have the same,
not a central
blog there.
It's not part of that institution.
Right. I mean, there is, you know, there are blog posts and things, but it usually is with the purpose of highlighting an event coming up or something like that. Like, there's a goal, something that we're marketing, which again has a purpose, but there's not as much narrating like, hi, I'm thinking through these things and it's not perfect yet, but I'm just going to write about it anyways and document where I am in this moment. And I think there's a lot of value in capturing that. And also, like I said, highlighting and celebrating work that you and your peers are doing. And so that's something that I'm trying to bring in slowly now into my team and, you know, just figuring out how we can do more of that highlighting. In other words, all of that rambling to say, I do really appreciate that I learned that at Reclaim, and it's something that I think came from blogging.
Have you all blogged today? Have you guys blogged yet? Justin, have we hazed you about blogging yet? We haven't.
Yeah, Justin,
you have only touched on it so far. I await the adventure.
It's coming. Get ready. Set up your blog.
How am I the one being peer pressured to blog? Justin is at Reclaim now. He should be blogging.
I don't know. I think laurenhanks.com is a little stale at the moment. So we need new content or we need to invoice her, one of the two.
Oh, gosh. Okay. That was a low blow. Sure. I can start paying. That's fine.
That's right. Only free if you blog.
I'm going to put in a support ticket first on how to access my space because I think it's been migrated a few times. And yes, I don't know any of my passwords.
You're on a server named after you. What do you want? Okay.
The documentation is not clear. I will be writing in for assistance.
I have monuments to your work.
No, I was very close to writing to support on the day of the WHMCS work just to add to the chaos. But then I thought that might be a little bit cruel. So
write in saying, I can't log in. I didn't get any advance notice of this.
I didn't see the 40 emails I got around this.
I'm not blogging right now. But should I want to blog, how exactly am I going to access my account? Can you take me through that? Can we have a call? Can you get on a call with me right now?
You have a phone number.
I'm exactly. 24/7? No?
I have to say, I think, you know, I'm kind of so new to this whole hosting game. And, you know, I always thought, I've been a paying customer, I hasten to add, Justin, of Reclaim for a very long time, ever since I met Jim at the OER conference in Edinburgh all that time ago. I think I actually looked into my emails recently, and that was the day I signed up. And so I've been there ever since, and it always looks so slick from the outside. And I thought, oh, I'd be curious to see what it looks like on the inside. And Lauren, I can tell you, I was there on the day of WHMCS, and I must say I had no meetings because everybody was busy, but I've never witnessed such a slick operation of such a big systems change. And I've been part of some of the most messy ones of those. And, you know, kudos to this team and kudos to, like, Meredith and Pilot and Taylor for masterminding all of that, because, like,
you're giving us so amazing. Much credit.
Kudos to Chris.
I really am so impressed with the whole team. You know, it was amazing. And we should give a shout out to the info team, actually, who've been, you know, not as much on air this week while we've been having fun.
We hide them away. We don't want them to face the public.
They have to go in their infra room. Yeah, no, that was well done. I had almost nothing to do with it, and the infrastructure team, especially Chris, just carried it. It was, I would agree, I've seen lots of these types of transitions, and I was honestly a little bit dumbfounded by how well it went.
Yeah. he did an amazing job on the back end, but then again, Meredith, you did a great job on making sure that documentation was up to date and that we were prepared for what was coming. I mean, just so everyone knows out there, we changed our billing system because our old one was woefully out of date. You didn't hear that on the radio. And then we got this updated to the latest and greatest. And it is a major switch for us. And it's a testament to 11 years on. It's taken us 11 years to switch the system. I don't know. I mean, it's a joyful team to work with because there's not a lot of grief. We give each other, we understand there's a lot of forgiveness, there's a lot of trust, and there's a lot of just good work that people are doing. And that's one of the things I think why Reclaim right now is coalescing in such a great way, that we have so many people on the same page going in the same direction. And it's great. All this talk about teams, all this talk about the work we're doing, it's really just... it's fun. You know, it's still fun after all these years. Can you believe it?
The best feedback that I forgot to share in Slack, but I'll share it now, about the billing system upgrade that I saw was a very close friend of mine who lives in same town as I do, manages a hosting account for her parents who have a business. And she logged in and was like, hey, when did you guys change like themes or whatever? And I was like, you didn't You didn't have like you didn't see any like you didn't get like 80 emails. She's like, oh, my parents' email is on the account. I was like, oh, well, great. She's like, oh, you did some kind of upgrade. I was like, yes, we did some kind of upgrade. So, it from perspective outside, it went relatively smoothly, I think.
Yeah, I think the only reason I kind of knew that it was such a big deal is because, you know, I had been a part of so many internal conversations for so long, and it had been this looming thing that was coming for us for years. And so, but that's the only reason that, and I, you know, I think the communication that you all put out, you know, regular email saying, hey, this is coming, like, you know, it was very helpful, but otherwise, you know, I wouldn't have really, I don't think I would have known the significance of what was going on. So yes, that is a testament that, you know, it went off without a hitch. So, and it was also cool because I saw Jim and Meredith in person in Georgetown the day that it happened, or the day that the maintenance was going on. I was like, how are you guys? You know, how's it going? And I think you, at the time, you all were just sort of holding your breath, like, so far, so good, but don't jinx it, you know? So
I'm glad. In the lobby of the hotel, just like typing away on our computers. Manic. No, it was very good, and I think we like approached it in a very methodical way that helped a lot with that, and we were reflecting on it, and it's been almost a year since we started the project of testing and retesting and importing and all that sort of stuff that Chris and the Infra team started working on. And then maybe 4 months ago it picked up that we were, Pilot and I were collaborating on the communication side of things, and finally, yeah, setting the date for all the work. But
I do want to say, just also to give a shout out to you, Taylor, because at the very least, you were the one who gave the inspiration for what our communication strategy ended up being. I think you mentioned it sort of offhand, the idea of, you know, we're sending out emails, but also creating like an arc of, you know, far out from the work, just announcing this is going to happen. Here's the general gist of what's going to go on. And then as we get closer to the date, giving more specific information, the closer we get, the more actionable this is going to be, reminding you that this is happening, but also giving you like, the documentation is coming. Here it is. We're going to send you more documentation after the fact that will involve, that will be for the steps you need to take after the fact. Here's stuff you need to do to prepare, or you don't need to do to prepare, like making sure that people are receiving information consistently, but also in a way where they're receiving it as it becomes relevant to them. They're not, yeah, getting everything a month out and then forgetting about it.
It's a progressive disclosure, right? That's, yeah, like the term for that. Thanks. But that was just me saying it would be cool if we did it like this. And then you and Meredith did it and did it beautifully, I think. So it's really important part of the migration process is that it's communicated well. And I think overall it was communicated pretty well. I shouldn't say overall. I think it absolutely was communicated very well. We've had very few in the whole, given that this affects literally every customer, we've had very few questions about it. So.
Wow. Well, I just realized that we're nearly out of time. We have one more minute left. And so Meredith, maybe we'll hand it to you in a minute, but I just wanted to say, Lauren, it's been such a blast to talk with you. You know, I think you're one of the first people from Reclaim I got to know, and it's so fantastic that you are still active in the community. So I hope we'll get to see you back on Reclaim TV or maybe on Reclaim Radio for a little bit more fun soon.
Yes. Thank you all so much for having me. It's been awesome catching up, and I promise I'll blog one day, but thank you. This is an impressive event and I'm so happy to be a part of it.
We'll send you an invoice for one blog post.
Understood. Thank you, Taylor.
Awesome. Well, up next we've got the blog or die session that Jim's running. And if folks in the chat or anybody in the call here, if they're interested, check the Discord for the summer camp thread, and you can join live with us or just listen along however you'd like. And then after that, I'm up for some lunchtime tunes, and then Pilot's on to close out the session. So
you know it.
Yeah, so super exciting day, and thanks for joining, and we'll talk soon.